introduciendo a DJ Ceviche.
Pero ven acá, muchacho, ¿y para qué tú quieres tanta novia?
Me la voy a llevar la toa pa' un VIP, un VIP, ey. Saluden a Titi, vamos a tirar un selfie. Say cheese, ey, que sonríe.
Buenos días and welcome back to The Morning Buzz. I'm your host, DJ Ceviche, better known as Davison Apprentice Anthony Garro. It is now 8:07 and here we have joining us is MWR Fitness's very own Heather. How are you doing today, Heather?
I am fantastic. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. It's a Monday.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of gross out, but the sun is going to come out later. I just feel that today's just going to get better.
It's not out yet?
It's like not really. But it's not raining, so that's a positive.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been in here way too long. I did not know if the sun was out. Oh, my God. It's a Monday. That's what I'm saying.
It is a Monday, yeah.
But, yeah, coming up next, we'll be discussing more upcoming events with MWR Fitness. You're listening to 105.9 AFN Sigonella, station serving you America's best. All right, Heather, so I heard about this base-to-base.
Yeah.
Thing. I'm not really that knowledgeable in like anything sports related.
People have been talking, so if it made its way to your circle and you're not into running, then I'm hoping that more people out there listening have heard about base to base at this point.
And if they're not, well,
let's
now you're listening.
Yeah, let's school them. Okay, so base to base is a 7.25 mile run. It is through the triangle from NAS 1 to NAS 2, from one base to the other base.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so everybody out there, if you're listening, start training right now. Get your mileage up. Make sure you're working on your endurance because we want as many people to do it as possible. We do have a limit of 200. So if you are listening and you're thinking about doing it, make sure you register as soon as possible. The registration link can be found on the MWR website. We're going to have some posters around base. So you can find that anywhere. Get yourselves signed up.
Of course, and just out of curiosity, so let's say that limit does hit, and you said it's from NAS 2 to NAS 1.
From NAS 1 to NAS 2.
NAS 1, my apologies.
No, that's okay.
How would that be done exactly? Like, will everybody just
with
be
that
on
many
the
people?
Road?
Or, fantastic question. So for my runner nerds out there, this will make sense to you. Everybody else, stay with me. So everybody will be lined up in what's called the corral. That's where your starting line. From there, we'll break everybody into smaller waves of probably 10, maybe 15 people at a time.
Yeah.
Those people will go off every probably 30 to 45 seconds. It's a lot of like operational logistics on the back end, but this is to get everybody kind of strung out so that everybody's fairly single file on the roads, because as we know, Sigonella, the driving out in Sicily is a little chaotic.
Yeah.
The roads will be open, so there will be vehicular traffic coming towards you, which is why we're running from NAS 1 to NAS 2, so that you will be going against traffic. You'll be able to keep an eye out if there's a car coming at you. Don't pass the person in front of you at that time. Don't run three people across. Try and truly stay as best you can in a single file pattern. So that's why we're going to start everybody off slowly. So now is a good time to start training, thinking about your pace, because we are going to want people to line up. So our faster runners, we want them to go out first so that they're not kind of tied up behind a more casual jogger like myself. We want to make sure that there's no collisions with runners or vehicles. So start thinking, if you can do 7 miles, start training, get your pacing down, make sure you can maintain a 14-minute pace for your jog walk. We're excited to have people out there. This is a race. Actually, you definitely weren't here, and I wasn't here either. But this race used to happen. It's
how long ago
hasn't
was that?
Been around for maybe 5 years.
Damn.
Yeah, so we're excited to bring it back. The community needs a little motivation to get into the endurance running spirit. Just it's a fun way to kind of like get into spring, I guess.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Like also run with your community.
Yeah.
Too. You might see some friends there, family, run with them.
And you know when you're driving down like 192 or 106 and you see like the pelotons of bikes just like cycling through and you're like, who would cycle here? Well, we're now giving you the opportunity to run there. So I don't know. It just seems like a really cool event we're super excited about.
I remember seeing a biker. He was struggling like coming up to NAS 1.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you're going up.
Yep.
He was struggling. I'm like, dude, you want to ride? Well, I feel so bad.
Don't worry, I got you, because you're going to go down that hill going from NAS 1 to NAS 2.
Nice.
So, yeah.
And another thing, I don't know if you already said it or just to reiterate it just in case. So, I see here no wheeled devices are allowed.
Yes, that is a safety precaution. I realize that there's lots of parents that would like to bring a stroller because you're used to jogging and walking or running with a stroller, bring the kiddos out with you. Or even people that want to have maybe like a friend or someone ride on a bike with them. Unfortunately, we can't allow that. It's a safety hazard. We just need to make sure that there's no collisions with other runners or cars or anything like that. And we know that the roads are a little gravelly, a little potholy. It's easier to watch your footing when you're running and don't have a wheeled device around you. So we do apologize to the community that would like to participate with a scooter or a bike or bring a stroller with you. But unfortunately, it's just not going to be able to happen.
And one last thing that I was super curious about. So let's say I go all the way to NAS 1, right? Yep. And then I'm running, and then I reach the end at NAS 2. But I left my car on NAS 1. How do I get back? Do I have to run back?
You're literally asking all the... Everybody listening, I did not ask him to ask these questions. So, fantastic. So, we are going to shuttle patrons from the finish line at NAS 2 back to their cars at NAS 1.
Thank God.
In previous years, a lot of participants did get dropped off at the start line and then have their loved ones and friends waiting for them at the finish line. And then they just kind of hang out there and get a ride back to either Maranai or walk over to the barracks or head back out into town. But for anybody that maybe doesn't have somebody with them or you just don't want to bother your loved one early in the morning, you can park over at NAS 1, run over to NAS 2. From there, we'll shuttle you back to your car.
That is super convenient. Yep. Thank you so much. Because
through all of it. Yeah, we're really covering all of our bases. Yeah.
And just in case people have forgotten or in case they're tuning in, they're super interested in this. Yep. What's the deadline again for this?
So the registration deadline, when we hit 200 people, or we're going to have a deadline of March 18th. So that will be at 11:59 p.m. local time on March 18th. The race is March 22nd. So if we don't sell out before the 18th, we'll have to cut it off there. And that's just so that we can get materials and supplies prepped for event day. So Saturday, March 22nd, base-to-base run. We're so excited.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Heather.
Yeah.
And now coming up next, we'll be discussing more upcoming events with MWR Fitness. You'll be listening to One Direction's What Makes You Beautiful. All right. So, Heather, here we're going to be talking about the Captain's Cup and wrapping things up.
Yeah. So normally Angelina would be talking about this. I know she's everybody's favorite and she knows a lot about sports and she runs all the adult sports leagues, but she is currently TDY coaching the All Navy wrestling team. So for the next month, everyone's stuck with me giving updates.
Gone but not forgotten.
Exactly. So Angelina's update for today would just be a reminder that Captain's Cup Bowling League is going to be starting on February 21st. That is a Friday. You do have to bowl with your command because this is a Captain's Cup League. It's not intramural, so you will get participation points and all that jazz. So just make sure that when you sign up, you are signed up with your command and not with just any old friend of yours, because it's Captain's Cup.
I know there's another one that you don't have to do it with your command. Which one's that called?
So that's the intramural leagues. Yeah. So when you're playing intramural, like right now, intramural flag football's happening, you can play with anybody. Play with your friends. Go for the glory. When you are playing Captain's Cup, you do have to play with your command because you're repping your command. You know, you want to like win and be all
excited
about it.
The best command of Sigonella.
Exactly. Yeah. So the bowling league is a Captain's Cup league. It will be starting February 21st. So that's later this month before Angelina's back. If you have any questions, if you're looking to get signed up, any of that stuff, you can go into the bowling alley. They will get you set up, create your team, double check your roster, make sure that you are with your command. And it's only $2 shoe rentals when you're playing Captain's Cup bowling. So
yeah, cheap for free shoes.
Exactly. Yeah, it's just like a fun thing to do for a couple weeks. So
of course.
Yeah, everybody should check it out.
And is there any more information you'd like to provide? Any contracts?
Not about Captain's Cup. The only thing I'm just going to give my little PSA, because you and I were talking off air, I'm just going to let everybody know. If you are new to Sigonella or you just are new to maybe getting back into fitness in the gym, if you want to use the gym during hours where we are not staffed, which is called unmanned hours, you can do that. You're able to access the gym 24 hours a day. This goes for both NAS 1 and NAS 2. You just have to register with us. So like we were talking about, anybody that's interested, just go to the front desk at either the NAS 1 gym or the NAS 2 gym, show your ID card, your CAC, your DOD ID, and just say, hey, I want to get registered for unmanned. They will have you sign a waiver, go through a couple quick things with you, get the barcode on your ID in the computer so that you're able to scan yourself in. That way you're able to access either fitness facility and locker room during unmanned hours. That's 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, you'll have gym access. So
that is super nice.
You have no excuse not to go to Pump City.
There is no reason anybody you should not go to the gym now if you know you can go with nobody there. Come on, what are you doing?
Yeah, so stop by either gym during manned hours and just let the front desk know that you want to get added to the system. If you have currently or if you've previously been in the system but you got a new CAC or ID card, whether you lost it or you need something changed and you got a new card, the barcode is different. and so you will need to go back and re-register.
I did not
that
know
card.
That. Wow.
I know.
Super
a lot helpful. Of people are like, my card wasn't working. And it's like, well, when you get a replacement, you do need to re-register it because the barcode's different each time.
And how long is the registration too?
So it just takes probably 5 minutes. You just go, you'll read over a form. It's a little bit of a waiver of liability. Sign the form. They'll go over a quick, couple quick things with you just about the facility and then show you how to scan your ID card in so that the door unlocks itself and you will be good to go. That's it. Boom,
wow,
done.
That is super easy.
Exactly. So that's note. that's my ending note. Everybody, you have no reason not to be fit this
no
year.
No excuses. Remember that. This year, everybody's going to
exactly.
get pumped in Siganola.
So, Ceviche, I'll see you at the gym.
All right. Definitely. I'll see you too. Thank you so much, Heather, for coming in today to the
Thanks
studio.
Thanks for having me.
It was really nice. And now, coming up next, we'll keep on going with our show. You're listening to 105.9 FM Siganola, station serving you America's best.